It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service with a wind advisory in effect until 7 o'clock this evening for Mitchell, Howard, Winnesheek, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, plus Kossuth, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Grundy, and Blackhawk counties. East to southeast winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour on average are possible today, with gusts between 45 and 50 miles per hour. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down, and a few power outages may result. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Use extra caution. There's also the chance for some severe thunderstorm activity today, with hail and tornadoes also a possibility. A Northeast Iowa man will spend life behind bars for kidnapping and sexually assaulting a female victim almost a year ago. In May 2023, 44-year-old Bjorn Luster of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting a female victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head. Last October, a Howard County jury convicted him of first-degree kidnapping and second-degree sexual abuse. In March, a judge also found Luster guilty of possession of an incendiary device and three counts of possession of a firearm as a felon, charges also stemming from last May's alleged incidents. Monday, Luster was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Luster has motioned for a new trial and filed some two dozen affidavits in which he claims refutes the alleged victim's account of what happened or did not happen and evidence that can prove his innocence. Luster also alleges that the victim and another subject set him up for false arrest last May so that they could steal from him. Court records show Luster was convicted in federal court in January 2014 of possession of a homemade bomb, for which he was sentenced to 7 years in prison before his release in December of 2021. Trial has been delayed by another month for a North Iowa man accused of forging almost $20,000 in checks in Charles City. An investigation by Charles City Police last October alleges 42-year-old Ryan Vaughn forged signatures on 10 checks belonging to a 66-year-old victim, with about $17,000 deposited into Vaughn's bank account. In January, Vaughn pleaded not guilty to charges of ongoing criminal conduct, first-degree theft, and 10 counts of forgery, all felonies, plus fifth-degree theft against an older individual. His trial was scheduled for April 30th until the defense's request for a continuance was approved on Monday, rescheduling the trial for May 29th in Floyd County District Court. Vaughn is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $37,000 cash-only bond. A trial date has been set for a North Iowa man accused of breaking into a residence while brandishing a pair of firearms. On March 23rd, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office responded to a disturbance in the 100 block of 2nd Avenue in Rockford, with their investigation leading to the arrest of 38-year-old Jeffrey Eilertson of Rockford. He was charged with first-degree burglary, a Class B felony. According to the criminal complaint, Eilertson unlawfully entered the victim's residence in Rockford by pulling open the locked storm door and damaging the door frame. Authorities say Eilertson did so with two firearms while five people were present inside the home. Last week, he entered a not guilty plea. On Monday, his trial date was set for July 23rd in Floyd County District Court. Eilertson remains in the Floyd County Jail with bail set at $25,000 cash-only bond. He has filed for a bond review, but no hearing on that request has been set. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors has approved the county's 2024-25 fiscal year budget. During their regular meeting Monday, supervisors reviewed various items in the budget in the spirit of transparency. Board Chair Mark Kuehn noted that supervisors will again take no pay raise.
The wages for the board have been frozen since fiscal year 21. And the thinking behind that is we're trying to get to the average of our county in population relative to the salaries.
Kuehn added that those savings helped in allowing the county to give other elected officials, including the county attorney, auditor, recorder, treasurer, and sheriff, bumps in salaries, but not by the 20% recommended by the compensation board. With the FY25 budget approved, the property tax levy rate in the county will go up from about $6.29 per $1,000 of taxable valuation currently to about $6.34 starting July 1st. Kuehn said the budget reflects an effort for fiscal responsibility while also assuring the county has the financial resources to operate.
Considering that we had very good growth and valuation, and yet we were forced to reduce our tax levy. That's the point of the legislature, to make sure that cities and counties are not on autopilot, so whenever they get an increase in valuation, they don't pass that on to the taxpayers. So not saying it's going to be easy in future years, but because of that increase in valuation, we were able to meet that this year.
County Auditor Gloria Carr noted that the 5-cent increase in the property tax levy rate will increase revenue from about $6.2 million this fiscal year to about $6.6 million in 2024-25, which will help the county pay debt towards the approximately $5.1 million 911 communications project. A Northeast Iowa legislator says cities and counties will need to have a specified game plan for the implementation of traffic cameras after the Iowa Senate on Monday sent the governor a bill to set up state regulations for the devices that issue speeding tickets. Senator Mike Klemisch of Spillville says municipalities will have to get a traffic camera permit from the Iowa DOT.
The DOT may grant the permit based on if the local authority can show that a speed camera is the appropriate and necessary and least restrictive means to address the traffic hazards at the proposed location.
Klemisch adds that municipalities will have to submit information to justify the speed limit in the area where a camera is placed, along with data about the number and severity of traffic accidents in that area.
I think we've set up a very robust regulatory framework that will allow and actually require cities and municipalities to prove concept, to prove out that they need to have these traffic cameras at these locations. We've also put in place guidelines governing where they spend their money.
Fines from the traffic cameras must be used on law enforcement. Senator Tony Bisignano of Des Moines says there's a need for automated traffic cameras in urban areas of the state, including the Des Moines Freeway, where he says it's too dangerous for police to pull speeding motorists over and issue tickets. Legislators have been debating whether to ban or regulate traffic cameras since 2011. Speed cameras have been active in Charles City since March 11th. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.